Back in September 2016, the San Antonio Children's Hospital was doing some excavation work for a prayer garden, for a children's prayer garden. And upon the construction, they revealed that there were remains there on the grounds. And the site of that particular hospital used to be a Campo Santo, a holy ground, which was a grave site for Indians, Tejanos, the early settlers, the Canary Islanders, some of the Mexican soldiers who fought with Santa Ana. And the history goes, apparently, that the graves back in the 1920s, when the hospital was going to be constructed, those graves in 24 hours were all exhumed. They were reinterred somewhere else on the west side of San Antonio. But obviously, this recent construction reveals that that was not the case. So a few months ago, a UTSA archaeologist studied the remains. They tried to, I believe, they tried to find some of the descendants of the people who they may have unearthed. And just about a month or so ago, those remains were reinterred in the place in which they were found. But you have a particular mission about this Campo Santo. What is it exactly that you are looking for the city to do?
I do want to deviate just a little bit and say that although the mission of Texas Hunter has been to produce traveling exhibits and produce documentaries, and we've had wonderful success with that, advocacy was never a part of the mission statement, if you will, and that came later. And this is, you know, fits into the nature of what we deem our responsibility as advocates. And so the Campo Santo was formally put into play in 1808. There was over 3,000 souls that were buried there between 1808 to about 1859. Where were our leaders then? Where were our champions then? You know, what happened? ¿Qué pasó? I wish I would have been part of that fight, you know. Forward now is that is our dilemma. We seek remedy. There are some wounds that are there, and they're open, and they must be addressed.
So in regards to the awareness of Tejanos in history, would you say that as unfortunate as this particular discovery was at the Campo Santo, that it at least brought more attention to Tejanos in Texas history?
Well, unfortunately, the wrong way and the wrong nature, but yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the things that we've heard over and over throughout our 15-year history with TexasTejanos.com is we're always told, I didn't know about that. I wasn't taught that. I didn't read that. I didn't understand that. No one told me. We have, you know, only one Alamo hero that was given a Christian burial in 1836. His name was Gregorio Esparza, Maria Gregorio Esparza. We would love to see a monument placed to commemorate not just the Campo Santo, but to elevate and celebrate the role of Tejanos for the fight for independence for Texas. They were fighting for their country. They were fighting for their independence and for what they had at stake was their family, their love of their lands.